Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. What day is it for you? You might be surprised to find out it's Sunday. Let's get started. Jesus told them over and over he would be beaten and crucified, and then on the third day he would rise again from the dead. But his disciples and other dear followers just didn't get it. What was the problem? It's hard to believe they didn't hear him. Then they saw him lay down his life. They watched his agony in Gethsemane, his beatings, his stripes, and crown of thorns. And then the torturous crucifixion on Golgotha. Now, Jesus had predicted the course of these events. You can see Matthew 17, 18, Mark 8, 9, 10. There's a lot of scriptures there. And the scriptures were amazingly specific, from the stripes to the crucifixion to the piercing of the spear to the criminals on his side to the rich man's tomb and much more. But still, they didn't get it. Well, that was Friday. Fundamentally, they didn't believe he would conquer the grave. It was one thing, I guess, to see him raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind, heal the lepers, feed the 4,000, and then the 5,000 on a few scraps of food, to still the raging sea, to cast out demons. They saw it all, and yet they couldn't believe he'd return. That kind of trust required something more than seeing the miraculous. They saw him transfigured on the mount, and in dialogue with Moses and Elijah, they heard the voice of God Almighty declaring Jesus as his son. But he'd also been wrapped in linen grave clothes, and they just didn't really believe he'd return. That was Saturday. When hopes are dashed and grief is raw, that's Saturday. When all your purpose seems absolutely purposeless, that's Saturday. When your heart hardens into a callous pursuit of self-gratification or worldly comfort, well, that's Saturday. When doubts and fears surround and you feel like hiding, yeah, that's Saturday. And many, if not most of us, can get stuck there to some extent. Stuck because, like the disciples, we don't really trust that he'll return. Not like he said he would. Not imminently. Not really. Many Christians don't identify with Christ's spirit within us. They still identify with the dead corpse we all drag around. Many don't notice the whisper of his spirit because the shouting of the flesh is so obnoxious and loud. That too is the result of living in Saturday. Now, perhaps you've not noticed, but like them, we're seeing many miracles too, if we pay attention. Many prophesied signs of the last days coming to pass, but we often behave like it's Saturday. Oh, we grant intellectual assent, even verbal attaboys, to the notion of the imminent return of Jesus Christ or our union with or in him. But here's the truth and it's good news. As believers, we get to live in the expansive joy of Sunday, or should I say sun, S-O-N, day, morning. We get to share in the fantastic reality of resurrection, eternal life, and holy transformation, perfect unity with him, born out of God-originated intimacy with him, and a holy new image and likeness to him. You see, that Sunday, S-O-N-D-A-Y, is not only the confidence of his resurrection, but also of his return and his indescribable love for us, the fulfillment of his redemption. It's called in the Bible the blessed hope. See Titus 2:13. Whether it is filled with travail or slumber, Saturday is like the valley of the shadow of death. It's not the place the Lord wants us to linger in, but rather to pass through. Abiding in Jesus means passing through this worldly state of mind, this Saturday, if you would, and pass through we must. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So how did Jesus get to Sunday? And what does it mean for us? Now please, let this sink in. It's so important. It was God's doing. And the same is true for us who abide. No matter how hard we try, how many gimmicks we use, we won't unstick ourselves from the muck and stupor of Saturday. Dear Paul wrote in Romans 7:18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find." You see, we can't somehow pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and land in the Sunday of that blessed new life, unity with Christ, and a truly imminent expectation. We must call out to the Lord. Yes, though we often miss it, it really is that simple and that serious. Now, lest I leave you with the impression that living in the hope of his imminent appearance means some sort of hyper-spiritual, is that such a word? Anyway, fanaticism or enormous works trip, let me relate a story from dear Saint Francis, Francis of Assisi. One day as he was working in his garden, a disciple asked him what he would do if he absolutely knew that Christ would be back in 5 minutes. Well, he replied, I'd finish this weeding. The blessed hope can't be worked up or feigned. It must be real in our hearts, and it will always conduct us to the place where we live in the trust, real trust, in our Abba, Father, and our Savior. May each of us look for and hasten the day. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.